Thank you for downloading this Brum Radio podcast. For more podcasts, visit brumradio.com.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Interval Theatre on Brum Radio. I'm Dave Massey. I'm joined on the telephone by Ian McIntosh, who is playing Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar, which is at Birmingham Hippodrome all this week until the 27th of April. And then the tour continues until the 17th of August. Good afternoon, Ian. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I haven't said anything about this during the prep, but I really, really enjoyed this production so much yesterday. I was really thrilled, and I thought, how awkward would it be if I came on to do this interview with you and I hadn't enjoyed it?
yeah.
But what a brilliant production to see. I did no research on coming to see this, but I realised that I must have heard a lot of the soundtrack before.
I mean, I think a lot of people realize that they're surprised when they come and see the show that how many of the songs they actually know. I mean, this was, I mean, Jesus Christ Superstar was like in 1970s when these sort of the sort of lead songs in the show would be like chart songs.
Yes.
Like, I Don't Know How to Love Him and Jesus Christ Superstar and you know, Gethsemane, which is the song that I sing in the show. I think people are surprised at how much they actually know of the show pre coming to see it.
What did you know about the production before you were in this role? What was your experience of it?
Yeah, I mean, not too much, to be honest. I mean, I knew it was a story of Jesus. I knew it was about the it was the Easter story. Mm-hmm. It's about the crucifixion and the resurrection. And I knew that it was a rock and roll musical. It was a rock musical, basically a rock opera, as they call it. And you know, and I didn't know too much, and I knew some of the songs, like, you know, Heaven on Their Minds, which Judas sings, and Gethsemane, which I sang, but I'd never seen I'd never seen the show, actually. I wanted to go in sort of like without knowing, you know. Mm-hmm. and just go and do the audition, and then when I got the job, I thought, okay, well, I'll have a look at what this is about now. And I remember watching the film of the 70s, and I thought, this is we don't do it like the film. It's a lot more modern. Our story is a lot more modern. But I thought it's exciting. I thought I really enjoyed watching the film.
There's this moment where they're pelting you with glitter and you're already covered in fake blood. And I just thought, oh my God, how long is that going to take to get off? And how exhausting is this production going to be when you're... How do you unwind after... each show? Is that something that takes a while for you to do?
I think it does, and I think with this story, because it's, you know, the idea is there's you know, it's an hour and a half. If there wasn't an interval, so it would be an hour and a half the whole way through, and so it's a story that starts, it creates its own energy as the piece moves through. It starts slowly, and then it builds and it builds and it builds. And, you know, you saw it last night, and
yes,
and you saw the ensemble work, and, you know, everybody contributes to this kind of building and building. So it does, you know, by the end of it, you know, the end of it, and every night, the end of it, it becomes very, it is hard to come down, actually, at the end of a show. You know, you sort of have to go home, you have to relax and sort of wind down a bit and try and get the glitter off. I mean, you saw how much glitter there is.
Yeah, absolutely. Tons there was. And what, do you think audiences know that there's going to be very little in the way of dialogue during the show? Or do you think that they get up? Because I was 10 minutes in and I was quite prepared that there wouldn't be dialogue. But do you think some people don't know that when they're coming to see it? And they suddenly, because you only get, you're pretty much the only person that speaks, and you speak very few words during this, but there isn't really any spoken dialogue.
Yeah, I think I say about, I don't know, 10 words throughout the whole thing. I think people are surprised that it's sung through the whole way. I think they quite enjoy it as well. I think people are like, oh, I really, you know, rather enjoyed the fact that it was sung through, and it's just an immersive thing. And I think it's really good. But it's the same as like Phantom and you know, Joseph, you know, with Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals, they do move through like that, you know.
You were last in Birmingham. The last time I saw you on stage was at We Will Rock You in Birmingham, which was in 2022. That's a big lead role to be in. Do you think people look at you in that role as Galileo and then say to themselves, oh, he'd make a very good Jesus? Do you feel that there's that symmetry between those roles at all?
Not really, apart from their high rock singing musicals, you know. That was that, you know. So it, you know, there's not many people that can sing these this higher stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And not just sing it once, but be able to like go on tour and deal with the pressures of like
Yes.
being on tour. And you know, we're weekly, moving around weekly, and we set up on a Monday, and the sound is different and the space is different. And so it's to do with that as well. It's not always just about the performance. It's about how you sustain your work and keep your work up throughout the year. But roles wise, I mean, they're completely different, aren't they? You know, Galileo is this sort of wide-eyed, sort of rock star,
Yeah.
egotistical rock star. And you could say that, you know, Jesus is the opposite of that. Even though it is Jesus Christ Superstar, he's not egotistical. He's a truth teller. And he's a truth teller. And he, in the way we portray it in the musical of Jesus Christ Superstar, is that he's a like the lead singer of an indie band. And you know, he's been given it, but he's got a secret. He's gonna give it all up, you know, which is what Gethsemane is. He gives up his voice, he gives up a play guitar in the show, and he gives up his artistry, you
Yeah.
know. And he's been told to by God or the band manager as such. So it's yeah, no, I don't. I think, you know, they're two different roles, and I love playing either one. But there's something about this one, about playing Jesus and the stillness on stage at times, which I really, really enjoy. It takes confidence and to be able to do that, you know. Whereas you can hide behind, you know, Galileo, where he's just moving around all the time, you know. So.
This I don't know how well you know Birmingham yourself, but if they'd staged this in a huge warehouse in Digbeth in Birmingham, I would have not been terribly surprised to see it from that kind of post-industrial style of the set and how everybody's dressed as well. Does it fit into different theatres easily? Is it a show that you feel when you're breathing into the theatre when you're arriving at each of these venues?
I think it's perfect for touring, for moving around, you know, for moving around into different. The idea is, I mean, when we were in rehearsals, Tim Sheeder, who's the director, he mentioned that there's a thing called a mystery plays, and mystery plays were where a group of actors would get together and they would tell a story, like the nativity, or you know, that would be a mystery play. The Easter story,
Yeah.
the suffering, the passion story, is an Easter is a an or a mystery play. And so it works well with this, that we run on stage, you know. We run on stage, and
Yeah.
then we, you know, I'm not Jesus at that moment. I'm just somebody who, I'm just a character, I'm the player within this company. And the only the moment that, you know, when I'm Jesus, is when the big fanfare, ba da da, Jesus Christ Superstar, when that comes out. That's when I am then Jesus, and Judas is Judas, and we discover who's going to play these parts. And so this mystery play aspect of it really works touring this around the place, because, you know, I love the story. I think it's a very important story to tell, even though I'm not a religious person. I think it's a great story to tell, and so it really works touring the show around, you know.
Does the tour go close to anywhere that you'd consider to be your home theatre?
Well, this is my home
This is
theatre.
your home theatre in
Yeah,
Birmingham.
Coventry,
Yeah.
Coventry. I'm from Tyle Hill in Coventry, yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, I am familiar with Birmingham, and I love coming back to Birmingham,
Yeah.
because we call it like a, but well, it's a number one theatre. It's on the number one theatre circuit, whereas the Belgrade in Coventry isn't on the number one theatre circuit. So I've never actually performed in Coventry, so
Yeah.
Birmingham's the closest I've got. And yeah, I love being here. I've got my old school teachers coming to watch, old
That's
friends,
brilliant.
and I love it. You know, I left here 19 years ago when I was 16, so it's always great to come back.
Do you feel
And
like
you
you're
know,
coming back home when you're coming to the Midlands, to Birmingham in
yeah,
particular?
of course, yeah, it's my kind of people. And you know, it's always good to, you know, when people see, you know, when you come back, and you just come back to your roots, you know, and you get to contribute to theatre within the area that you
Yeah.
grew up, you know, and because it's important.
It's wonderful to hear you so passionate about it as well, because for me, I was always aware that people that wanted to work in the arts and culture when I was younger, they had to move to London, and that was given as their only choice at the time. And that opportunity doesn't seem as similar for younger people these days, but you know, London seems a lot closer to Birmingham and Coventry than it did when I was a kid. It seemed to be quite far away as a kid.
I remember traveling. We used to travel down, me and my gran, we used to travel down the Harry Shaw, on a Harry Shaw coach down to watch Oliver, and you know, and that was you know, and we didn't do it often either, you know, it was like once or twice I got to see a musical in the West End,
and that's brilliant because it makes it feel like it's such a unique experience to have. And one of the things I always have to remember when I'm reviewing these productions, and I'm sure when you're performing, that someone might have waited 2 years to come and see this, and that's their only theatre that they're going to go to the whole year. And it's just amazing to have to be having that experience or gifting that experience to an audience as well. And I am just thrilled to be able to share about this production while it's in Birmingham for you. And once again, congratulations on your performance in it. I know it was like a Monday night, and I know Birmingham audiences just get louder and louder through a week.
It was epic. It was great. I mean, especially the reaction after Gethsemane yesterday. Yes. I mean, that was enormous. And, you know, it was enormous. It's wonderful to be able to contribute, you know, to like what you're saying, contribute to people's, because for me, it's about that. It's about being of service to the audience, to give them an experience. And I think this musical really does do that. And we've had a lot of people who have like come to see the show. They go, oh, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but I've come away. I've come away sort of feeling things, you know, because you have a lot of different emotions watching this kind of show. Is you get joy, but there's also, you know, you really do feel things. And I've had people message me and say, you know, I'm sat in the car with my parents, and we're stunned, we're in silence, we can't believe what we've just watched.
Yeah,
and it's really cool to be, you know, be able to do that as a job, to affect people like that, you know.
That's completely understandable, having seen it yesterday as well. So thank you so much for bringing this production with yourself to the Birmingham Hippodrome. It's on until the 27th of April, and then it's touring until the 17th of August. Do you get to stay with the tour through the whole of that until August?
Yeah, I'll be with it until August. So we'll be doing that until August, get a couple of weeks off in between. We've been on the road since September as well, so it's quite a long tour for us.
Yeah,
and quite intense, but like it's heavily rewarding putting this show on for an audience.
And do you get a break after that, or do you get thrown into something else after?
At the moment there's nothing on the cards, but I've been on the road and in shows constantly for the last few, since the pandemic actually.
The
pandemic ended, so I was on Rock You and then the Commitments and Rock You again and then JCF. So I'm looking forward to maybe having a little bit of time just to ground myself again, you know. I've been moving around a lot.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic week while you're here in Birmingham. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us about this. We can see Jesus Christ Superstar at birminghamhippodrome.com if you check out the website there, or jesuschristsuperstar.com. Look for tickets there. That's got the tickets for the whole tour coming up as well. You're listening to Interval Theatre on Brum Radio.
Thank you for listening to this Brum Radio podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate us on your podcast app.